Nobody seems to ask the question what words actually are and exactly their relationship to the human nervous system.
A warning. The following program contains references to homosexuality, drug use, sex with aliens, violence, and kitty cats. What did you expect?
Good.
Iggy.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
You were casing the joint.
I was, sorry.
Not
I'm
at all.
I'm afraid I get lost.
Well, and you were going to be punctual, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Sit Great. Down, please, for a little bit.
Okay, cool.
What are we doing?
This is William Burroughs' 100th birthday, and we're taking a look at his life, his times, and his work. I didn't write this stuff, but I'm willing to present. All right?
That's fine, man.
I really hope you put that line in there.
I didn't write this stuff.
I'm not that close to the take of BBC Four, this whole thing, I'm going to be honest with you.
Yeah,
presenter
yeah.
to me, I feel like I should have a little hat. Hey, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for star time?
Yes.
Ready to rumble. I could do those voices. At this particular time, we'd like to introduce the star of the show.
Yeah.
Colin McNulty. All right, let's go.
Let's do it.
You ready?
I'm ready.
Now, I've met William Burroughs once and have been inspired by him, but I am not an expert on Burroughs, unlike this guy.
I'm Oliver Harris. I'm a professor of American literature. I'm the author and editor of 10 books on or about William Burroughs. The strange thing is that a million people who never heard of William Burroughs can sing lines from The Ticket That Exploded. And that's because Burroughs' book is where Iggy Pop found the raw materials of Lust for Life. It's where Johnny N comes from, along with those hypnotizing chickens and the flesh gimmick and the striptease in the torture film. Pop responded to the way Burroughs was working back in the 1960s in a kind of montage way that we now take for granted in the digital era, but Burroughs was pioneering it.
This is coming out of some Lust for Life, all
it
right.
Is.
He's not just in my music. Burroughs is everywhere. He's in Dylan's Tombstone Blues.
I wish I could give Brother Bill his great thrill.
He's on the cover of Sgt. Pepper's, two rows behind Paul, right next to Marilyn Monroe. He inspired band names like The Soft Machine. That's a great band. And Steely Dan, which is named after a strap-on dildo in Naked Lunch. I didn't know that.
Are you reeling in the year?
The world was introduced to the phrase heavy metal in the book Nova Express. He worked with Kurt Cobain on a spoken word track.
The priest, they called him. Fight tuberculosis, folks.
As Lou Reed said, without William, there is nothing.
I am writing for people who are interested in exploring unexplored psychic areas.
This month, it has been 100 years since the birth of William Seward Burroughs II. By the time he died, the man left behind a humongous body of work. Bear with us. It's gonna get weird. There'll be drugs, sex, violence, aliens, the Beats, of course, Tangiers, Paris, New York, and cats. We'll play around with cut-ups, too, but that'll be explained. We've trawled through Burroughs' work and the archives, particularly Burroughs the Movie, a film directed by Howard Bruckner, which is being re-released later this year. We've also spoken to many people that have been permanently touched by William Burroughs.
I'm looking at my little collection here. I have the book Queer by William Burroughs, and it's autographed to John Waters with admiration and friendship. William Burroughs, November 3rd, 1985, at the Mary Boone Gallery.
Exhibit A, director John Waters. Burroughs gave him a name that stuck. The Pope of Trash.
Yes, I've been shamelessly milking that title, The Pope of Trash, for years. Matter of fact, as I'm sitting here, I'm wearing a long cloak to the floor and an imperial margarine crown that says that says The Pope of Trash on it as we speak. But I grew up reading William Burroughs. I mean, I went to Catholic school and sat there and read Junkie, and the Christian brothers were so stupid, they had never heard of William Burroughs and thought, isn't it nice? He's reading. But they had no idea what I was reading. He was a role model for all of us. We all grew up reading him. He, when we were in high school, when we were stuck in suburbia somewhere trying to get away, we read him, and he ignited our imaginations. He let us dare to try something that we've been told we should never do. He was a bad guardian angel that got us out of the house.
But besides the writing, Burroughs the man is legendary. His hobbies, his personality, the way he lived his life became mythic. He was conformist America's dark nemesis.
The mugwump slips the deuce over the boy's head and tightens the knot.
He wrote graphically about sex.
He moves in behind the boy and shoves his cock up the boy's ass. He stands there, moving in circular gyrations.
He was openly gay.
We are a precarious minority. We've got to fight for our lives. If they oppose the gay state, we're going to find them, track them down, and kill them.
I think Burroughs was the first militant gay person, really, that would dare to say that. So even the other beatniks were scared of him, I think. I think William out-hipped all of them, really, because he was so alarming and so scary and so macabre.
Well, I would use any weapons at my disposal in order to defend my premises.
Despite having shot his wife, Burroughs was obsessed with guns and weapons.
You had a razor sharp double-edged knife. You could whip it out and cut someone's throat before he knew what was happening.
I think holding a gun to William gave him a Hollywood loaf. That's half a hard-on.
Not anticipating any trouble, because I don't like violence.
And he was a heroin addict.
The whole drug problem started when they made drugs illegal. He slid the needle in. A red orchid bloomed at the bottom of the dropper. Watching the solution rush into the boy vein, sucked by silent thirst of blood.
I mean, he was everything. He took drugs, he was gay, he did things that no one dared mention, especially together, because gay people were kind of square then, the ones that people knew about. So he was a junkie gay person, which really caused a lot of trouble. And unashamed.
The mythic Burroughs was an old man in a three-piece suit with this nasal voice rising up like this, railing against the world with one hand on the typewriter and the other pushing a needle into his arm. I could do him pretty good.
You could do a damn good Burroughs impression.
I only shot heroin once in my life because I had to in respect of William Burroughs. I mean, that's a terrible thing to say, but I did try it once. And you shouldn't, because you can get hepatitis C from trying it just once. I don't have it, but I know people that do. William Burroughs was a bad influence on me, and I thank him for that.
But not everyone appreciates the Burroughs myth.
I don't just take the Burroughs myth with a pinch of salt. I view it as an unpleasant slug crawling across the lawn of literature, and I like to pour salt on it.
The writer, Will Self.
Do you like his stuff? You said yesterday.
I told you I did. Yeah. Known smartass.
When I was at school, I got the English prize when I was 16, and I asked for a copy of The Naked Lunch. I used to have it with the sort of school coat of arms on a book plate in the front of it.
Having used heroin yourself,
I think used is a bit of an understatement. I was a heroin addict on and off for pushing a quarter of a century. So, for myself, I find the whole Burroughs myth pretty repulsive, actually, because I understand what happened to me. I was, an addict in waiting. You know, I got my form prize or my English prize of The Naked Lunch, and a year and a half later, I was sticking needles in my arm.
Was it that direct for you?
Well, I'm not saying it made me do it. I'm saying that my attraction to Burroughs' work was very much to do with the mythos, and particularly to do with the sort of mythos that surrounded him because of being a heroin addict. And that's the point about Burroughs, is that he exists. You could be lying in some pestilential, piss-soaked squat in the bowels of the city, listening to some moron, totaled on drugs, drooling on, and talking about Burroughs. because Burroughs was their Leon Trotsky. He was their Archbishop of Canterbury. He was the Pope. I'd rather belong to the priesthood than be with the guy who was lying on the carpet drooling about them. That's all. That's all there is to it, though.
I miss him. I miss him. I miss him bad.
Just a wonderful gentleman.
Gentleman.
Centenary, yeah.
I miss him.
Human.
Means a lot to me.
William talks to me every day.
Alien image.
I miss him.
Read the books.
Old school.
Persona.
With a needle in his arm.
I miss him bad.
This wonderful American man of a certain generation did his best to shoulder the burden of intelligence and sensitivity and to deal with his pain. That's what I would say.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Yeah.
Thanks, Iggy.
All right, man. Awesome.
You're satisfied, and
I am, man.
I'm still in one piece. Fair enough.
We laid down a lot of stuff there.